This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 1st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day in Israel has been warm and sunny, a perfect time to be outside in Tel Aviv while Jerusalem enjoys clear skies. As we move into the evening, expect a pleasant and warm night, ideal for a stroll or outdoor gatherings. Here are today's headlines. First, dozens of drones reportedly entered Gaza Strip over recent months, raising fears of potential attacks by Hamas. The IDF thwarted 89 drone smuggling attempts. That's from the Jerusalem Post. Coming in just now, also Israel and the U.S. have signed an agreement for a permanent Jerusalem embassy compound. This marks a significant step in the embassy relocation process. That's according to I-24 News from earlier today. Also this hour, questions arise over the Iran MOU and whether it rewards Tehran at Israel's expense. JNS reported this a short time ago. Separately, after freezing the appointment of Ravilo, Bismuth has written to the head of the Shin Bet, warning of a slippery slope. Israel Hayom reported this in the last hour. And finally, Gadi Eisenkot has launched a centrist campaign aimed at commuters on Route 4. The Times of Israel noted this in their recent report. Reaction has been swift on social media. Raylan Givens, a notable figure, posted minutes ago about the Emir of Qatar discussing negotiations between Iran and the US, along with developments in Lebanon. David Keyes, a commentator, shared that there's a big difference between giving and allowing a terrorist regime access to $300 billion, though he admits the specifics are unclear. That was posted earlier today. From I24NEWS English, a former Gaza hostage pointman, IDF Maj, Jen Nitzan Alon, criticized Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich for claiming credit on hostage negotiations. This was posted in the past half hour. Now for more on those stories, starting with the drone concerns. In recent months, at least 28 drones reportedly made their way into the Gaza Strip, sparking fears that Hamas may use them for attacks. The Jerusalem Post reports that while the IDF successfully thwarted 89 smuggling attempts, the rising numbers are a concern for security forces. The implication for civilians is an increased vigilance and potential for heightened tensions in the region. Turning to the new embassy agreement, Israel and the U.S. have formalized a land allocation deal for a permanent embassy compound at the Allenby site in Jerusalem. This step forward in embassy relocation is seen as a strengthening of diplomatic ties between the two nations. According to I-24 News, this move could influence regional diplomatic dynamics, particularly with Palestinian authorities. Meanwhile, debates continue over the Iran MOU. JNS questions if this memorandum rewards Tehran at the expense of Israel. The agreement comes amid ongoing tensions over Iran's nuclear activities. For Israel, the potential rewards to Tehran could shift regional power balances and affect strategic alliances. In political news, Bismuth's letter to the head of Shin Bet expresses concern over the freezing of Ravilo's appointment, warning of a slippery slope. Israel Hayom highlights this as part of broader discussions on Israel's preparedness. The outcome of this discourse could impact internal security policies and political stability. And finally, Gadi Eisenkot's campaign targeting Route 4 commuters aims to capture Israel's middle class. As reported by the Times of Israel, Eisenkot seeks to unite a divided opposition bloc under the shadow of wartime grief. This political maneuver could redefine centrist influence in upcoming elections. On the economic front. First, Elbit plans to hire another 2,000 employees, responding to requests from Jews in European industries. The company aims to boost munitions production. Walla Business brought us this news earlier today. Separately, Tidhar CEO Uri Levin shared that home prices have dropped by 20% over the past 4 years. Speaking at the EY Israel Real Estate Conference, he cited this as one of the most challenging periods for the market. That's according to Globes, reported this afternoon. And finally, Aligned has raised $60 million in Series B funding to enhance B2B sales processes. The startup focuses on using AI agents to automate complex deal workflows. CTech covered this story in the past few hours. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 6 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.